I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 15, all the way to verse 34. And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." He said to disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
A reading from the book, The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. The Narcissistic Spectrum. From the moment we are born, we humans feel a never-ending need for attention. We are social animals to the core. Our survival and happiness depend on the bonds we form with others. If people do not pay attention to us, we cannot connect to them on any level. Some of this is purely physical. We must have people looking at us to feel alive. As those who have gone through long periods of isolation can attest, without eye contact, we begin to doubt our existence and to descend into a deep depression. But this need is also deeply psychological. Through the quality of attention we receive from others, we feel recognized and appreciated for who we are. Our sense of self-worth depends on this. Above that halfway mark is what we shall call the functional narcissist, where most of us reside. We also are self-absorbed. But what prevents us from falling deep into ourselves is a coherent sense of self that we can rely upon and love. It is ironic that the word narcissism has come to mean self-love, when it is in fact the case that the worst narcissists have no cohesive self to love, which is the source of their problem.
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, challenge us and comfort us. Amen.
So last week, review muna tayo, no? We continue our Lenten series on understanding sin. Kaunawaan sa kasalanan ngayong panahon, today. So last week, more on lecture type yung ginawa ko kasi I didn't feel that kakayanin siya in a traditional homily or preaching, no? So review tayo from last week about the concept of sin. Anong natatandaan nyo? And please, those who are with us in the live streaming, you can comment your answers and someone will tell me here in the chapel. Anong natatandaan nyo sa ating pag-uusap last week? Sa reflection natin last week, anong tungkol sa kasalanan o konsepto ng kasalanan? Yes, Kuya Butch.
The concept of sin is evolving. Mm-hmm. What was sin before is on this present time, it's no longer a sin.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you reap a prejudice.
Yeah. Ayun.
Black is the white condescending. Mm-hmm. As before, whereas today, that is not
acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kuya Butch. So, last week I discussed about a little bit of history, no, that law and sin, the concept and the ideas of law and sin has evolved over the centuries. No? People struggle, people wrestle with what it means to have a right relationship with one another. Wrestled with what is right and wrong, and there are, sabi nga ni Kuya Butch, no, there are things in the past that was not sin, that was justified to be biblical, that was justified as Christian, but now, today, even if it is biblical, we still consider them now as sin. At yung example na binigay ni Kuya Butch, yung race, no, racism, racial segregation, no? And yung dati rin bawal mag-asawa ang puti at ang itim or different races, pero ngayon bawal na i-uphold yon, di ba? Masama ang racial segregation when in fact before it is the norm. Ano pang natutunan natin from last week? Yeah, before the concept, I mean even now, even today, yung konsepto ng kasalanan is top down. It's about authority and obedience. No, it's about obeying God. God says this, obey it. Or else, ganyan. But I wanted to shift our understanding of sin into a more horizontal, a more relational, no? That sin is a sin against, an offense and an abuse of relationships. Kasi walang taong nabubuhay para sa sarili lamang. At yun nga, sabi rin ni Chris kanina to sa binasa niya, we are social animals to the very core. Hindi tayo pwedeng hindi may ibang taong kasama. Hindi pwedeng hindi tayo may ibang taong nakikita at nakikita tayo. Based dun sa binasa ni Chris from Laws of Human Nature. So yeah, one more, last one. Meron ba sa ano? Yes. No, it is si Marmeline. Sabi ni Marmeline sa chat, sin is more on how we treat each other more than rules and regulation. Although, yung rules and regulation naman,
it actually depende, no? Rules and regulation, kaya nagkakaroon ng rules and regulation is also the intention was to ideally so that we can treat each other in better ways. Ang nagiging problema pag yung rules and regulation, rules and regulation to ano to, to impose, rules and regulations to manipulate, rules and regulations na take advantage of others, no? Kasi we know that even sin can be legalized. So yan. Thank you, Marmeline. So yun din, sabi ko last week, sin is structural. Hindi lang siya individual, it is structural, it is social, and it is generational. At sin din, palagi natin iniisip ang kasalanan ay based on anong ginagawa. Anong actively ginagawa. Pero ang sin din ay conditional. Kalagayan. A condition. Yan. So yan ang ating ano. And I hope we can remember this because this is the foundation of the rest of the series, no, natin. Today, in the coming Sundays, we will talk on specific types of sin. No? And today, we are talking about pride and greed. Pride and greed. Hindi, ano? Hindi, siyempre, paliwanag ko yan. Pero ano ba yung pride sa Tagalog? Hindi siya yabang eh. Hindi siya yabang o kayabangan. It's part of it. It's part of it. Pero sa discussion ko kasi it's more yung self-centeredness. Diba? Self-centeredness. So, yung English language kasi does not really explain and describe the fullness of or the different kinds of pride. And the same way, love. Diba? Meron ka lang isang salita for pride. Yun lang. Yun lang yung English word for pride. The same way with love. Isa lang ang word for love sa English. Kaya nga you have to add another word to describe a certain kind of love. Kung friendly love, erotic love, love for nature, love for God. Walang clear distinction from good pride, and bad pride. Kailangan mo mag-add nung isa pang word to say good pride, bad pride. And that's where we appreciate, or at least I appreciate, the Greek language. The Greek language. Aside from the fact that it is the language of the New Testament. The New Testament was written in Koine Greek. Bad pride in Greek, yung masamang klase ng pride sa Greek, the word is hubris. Hubris. Can we say it? Hubris. Ako, tama ba ang pronunciation? Alam ko hubris ang pronunciation niya. Hubris. Hubris is defined and understood in Greek as excessive or extreme self-centeredness. Extreme and excessive self-centeredness that usually nagmamanifest or expressed in arrogance, dominance, and yung isa pa natin topic today, greed. No, hubris, self-centeredness na lumilitaw sa paraan ng pagiging arrogante, pagiging dominant, at pagiging makasarili, greed. Now, the Roman Catholic Church listed and defined what they call as seven deadly sins. Ano mga Katoliko dito, ano yung seven deadly sins? Siyempre, isa doon yung pride. Ano pa yung iba?
Greed,
wrath. Greed, wrath. Oh. Sloth. Gluttony. Favorite natin. Isa pa. Last, envy. Ah, sinabi mo na yung last. Okay. So, yan. So, seven deadly sins. at least for the Roman Catholic Church, no? And for them, ang explanation yan sa catechism, the parent sin, ang pinaka-parent na sin, ano? Yung pride. But the parent sin of all the other deadly sins is pride. Or, hindi ko nga masyadong gusto yung pride eh, na word. Or, mas accurately, the word hubris. Hubris. Excessive negative pride. But thinking about this and also reading a few things about hubris in psychology, I don't think pride or self-centeredness is automatically or by default sin. I don't think that it is automatically sin or sinful. Kasi nga, yun nga, nagdi-distinguish pa tayo dun sa dalawa. Bad pride, at least in English, which is hubris in Greek, or good pride, which is yung confidence. Confidence or your love for your country. I'm proud Filipino. I'm proud of my family. No? Or the good pride that is, I'm proud of LGBT or yung achievements mo or achievements ng ibang tao. So I don't think pride, nakabwisit lang talaga, iisa lang yung salita natin for pride. Self-centeredness is not automatically or by default sin or sinful. We have to be very clear between that kind of pride and yung sinasabi natin kaninang hubris, no? Or excessive self-centeredness, excessive extreme pride. And the normal kind of pride is a human condition. It is a human condition. It is a state. Kahit nga yung ano, excessive pride eh. I don't think it is automatically a sin. It is a condition. Isang kalagayan. Isang kalagayan ng tao o mga tao. And Robert Greene, dun sa ating binasa kanina, Laws of Human Nature, maganda siyang libro. Matagal ko ng libro yan, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa natatapos basahin. Ang kapal eh. But it's really a good book. Author siya, no? Si Robert Greene, author ng 48 Laws of Power, Art of Seduction, at yung binasa nga kanina, Laws of Human Nature. Isa siyang expert on the study of historical human behavior. At sabi sa binasa kanina, and I quote, "From the moment we are born, we humans feel a never-ending need for attention." End of quote. No, and to some extent, if I will paraphrase yung sinabi ni Robert Greene sa libro niya, to some extent, a never-ending need or propensity for personal gratification or individual satisfaction. Hindi ko alam kung saan ko nabasa to many years ago, no? At may nabasa akong book on psychology. At ang sabi doon, the most narcissistic or self-centered humans are babies. Babies. Sanggol. Toddlers. Because since they cannot yet fend for themselves, they need all the attention and care, and all their needs has to be met. Babies are the most self-centered, and that saying that is not a negative thing. That is the reality. So in itself, it is not necessarily bad. It is a normal, natural human condition. And parte pa nung sinabi ni Robert Greene dun sa kanyang libro, binasa ni Chris kanina, all of us are narcissistic. Yun naman yung word niya with pride, no? Or self-centeredness. Narcissistic. We are all narcissistic by default. And that most of us are normal or functional narcissists. Lahat ng karamihan, majority of people are normal and functional narcissists. And that, hindi na nabasa pero may part doon na the functional or normal narcissist, naglalaro siya, nagde-deviate siya doon sa, depende sa sitwasyon, nangyayari sa kanya, sometimes nagiging better siya or healthy narcissist, an enlightened narcissist, or the person goes below, yung medyo problematic kind of self-centeredness. No? Naglalarong ganun. And ang sinasabi niya is that the problem is not self-centeredness itself. Hindi yun yung problema. Kasi nga, by default, lahat ay self-centered. The problem is the lack of self-awareness. Yung hindi tayo conscious at wala tayong self-awareness that you, me, and everyone are self-centered. Doon daw nagsisimula ang problema. If you are not aware of your own natural tendencies of self-centeredness. And he defines three types of narcissists. Yun nga, yung normal narcissist or functional narcissist, the healthy or enlightened narcissist, which is the people who are aware of their narcissism and therefore they can hindi naman control, I wouldn't say control, pero since alam nila yon, alam nila yung narcissism nila, then they can be better human beings. Then they can be empathic. They can be compassionate. Then they can you know, care. And the last is, of course, at dun umiikot yung malaki ng kanyang discussion sa libro, is yung tinatawag niyang deep narcissists. Or the ones that are problematic, troubling, harmful kind of narcissism. And these narcissists are the ones who are not aware of their narcissism in the extreme forms. The deep narcissist is the one who has no self-awareness, not just of his narcissism, but of his entire self, kabuuan, totality of his being, behavior, and the motivations for his hubris. Extreme self-centeredness. Hindi siya aware doon. At therefore, umiikot ang kanyang buhay at behavior propelled always, motivated always, lahat ng ginagawa niya by that self-centeredness. Of course, one example of this is Donald Trump. Sino pang example? Sino pang example ng isang deep narcissist? Ha? Sino? Si Putin. Kayo? Si Duterte. Sino pa? Sa ano? Meron bang nagsasabi sa ano? Sa chat? Who are examples of deep narcissists or extreme narcissists? Oy, bakit? Yung si Duterte, ibang psychologists came out with their assessment, psychological assessment of the president. Sino pa? Almost all known dictators and tyrants in history are assessed as deep narcissists. Every single known tyrant in history, even charismatic leaders, are known to be deep narcissists. But of course, they are also, hindi lang naman ito mga known people. These are also present in our daily lives. There are parents who are deeply narcissistic. Sa trabaho, there are bosses who are extremely narcissistic. Selling online. Online selling. Hindi naman. Hindi naman. Oh, hindi selling. Oh, hindi naman lahat ng selling online. Some, there are certain influencers, yeah? There are certain media people that are deeply narcissistic. Religious leaders, there are no one that... some of the tyrants in history are religious leaders. Sino ba yon? The Borgias. Alexander, sino ba to? Anong number? Nakalimutan ko anong number niya sa popes eh. But one pope, Pope Alexander Borgia, sinasabi, the most evil pope in history, is a deep narcissist. Yeah. Religious leader. Even our lovers, mga jowa, in dysfunctional romantic relationships, meron tayong mga jowa na hyper-controlling. And that, those are also deep narcissists. Some of our friends, although maraming mga narcissists, deep narcissists ang walang, halos walang friend. Or ang friends nila ay co-narcissist o co-independent ng mga friends. As per my talk last week, the reflection last week, it may not be automatically a direct sin of action. Hubris would be more of a conditional and sometimes generational sin. Minsan ipapasa din yan eh. Yung ganong human condition. If you have an abusive parent, nabanggit ko na yun before, diba, last week. If you have an abusive parent, a narcissistic parent, minsan nagpapasa-pasa yung ganung conditional sin, generational sin. In this case, the condition of extreme narcissism. So bakit daw may deep narcissist? Bakit may mga extreme narcissist? One reason is, actually may dalawang reason binanggit si Robert Greene. This is usually brought about when children are not adequately loved, when children are emotionally abused or manipulated, that's one, or when children are smothered, spoiled, meaning that you give anything and everything they want, regardless if it is wrong or inappropriate. One realization ko before, at least sa kasapagawa ng sermon today, meron palang appropriate forms of rejection that helps you develop a healthy self. Yung hindi mo makuha ang lahat ng gusto mo, it actually helps people develop na it is not about you all the time. And it's not about your needs all the time. So some children become extremely narcissistic when a certain period of their life they did not get the appropriate amount of love and acceptance. But some become narcissistic when all their life, all their childhood, they are loved to the point that they never learned that it is not about them all the time. They are spoiled, they are smothered. And yung systemic naman, yung systemic reason for this is that narcissism is extreme forms of narcissism is prevalent in societies that are that put a high value on individualism. That the highest form of self-determination is absolute individualism. So, yan yung tatlong rason dyan. All of us are self-centered. That is a human condition. That is normal. Therefore, pride in its base form is not necessarily or automatically a sin. But extreme or excessive self-centeredness is a conditional or generational sin. It is a state. It is a kalagayan. Nagiging kasalanan siya para sa akin, sa aking pag-aaral nito at pagre-reflect nito, nagiging kasalanan siya, this extreme self-centeredness becomes sinful when it is manifested or expressed in actual sins of word and action or behavior of greed. The condition is hubris or bad pride or excessive self-centeredness, deep narcissism, depende anong gusto yung gamiting word. That is the reason the sinful expression is greed. For me, greed is the sinful manifestation of hubris. Greed means selfish hoarding. Akin ang lahat-lahat. It is mine and only mine. And while greed has been traditionally relegated to the area of material wealth, I would say that greed, pagiging makasarili, is about the selfish hoarding of anything and everyone. Hoarding of anything and everyone. At yung isa nga doon, material wealth. No? Hoarding of material wealth. At diniscuss doon sa ating scripture reading today. Pangalawa, gluttony. Gluttony is specific to food. But it is still greed. Only that it is specific to food. Excessive intake of food is a form of greed. And gluttony proceeds from greed. Kasi hindi ka naman din makakakain ng bonggang-bongga kung wala kang bonggang-bonggang yaman. It is about satisfying one's insatiable hunger. Yung lust, but I will define specifically lust. Lust defined as uncontrolled sexual behavior to satisfy one's sexual hunger is a manifestation of greed. Libog mo lang ang mahalaga. Wala kang pakialam sa lugar, sitwasyon, or sa kapwa mo basta't masatisfy mo ang sarili mo sexually. Wala kang pakialam kung masayahan yung kasex mo or partner mo basta ikaw nakaraos. Naranasan nyo ba yan? Or kayo gumawa niyan minsan? Nung tapos ka na, kebs ka na dun sa kachenes mo. Oh, sin pala yun. Greed yun. Pag ikaw lang ang na-pleasure at hindi na-pleasure ang... Wala kang pakialam kung may jowa na at monogamous sila. Basta bet mo, kagalawin mo. May ganyan, di ba? Basta't bet mo, gagalawin mo. And I think we had that. Someone like that in church way, way back. Naging issue yan dito sa simbahan. Wala kang pakialam kahit simbahan pa yung lugar or community. Pag bet mo umaura dyan, aura ka. Di ba? I mean, dito we are very sex positive. Sex is a gift from God. Pleasure is part of sex. We affirm that. We affirm sexual intimacy, pleasure of mutually consenting adults. But there are appropriate places to hunt, to aura, and that is not the church community. Because then, if you do that in church, it becomes an unsafe space. Sa dinami-dami ng pwedeng aurahan, di ba? I-exhaust nyo muna mga bakla ang lahat ng areas na pwedeng aurahan. Dami-daming ape, di ba? At ang dami-daming lugar. Gusto ko sa, muntik na ako magsabi ng lugar dito sa Mandaluyong. No? Ayan, ito karanasan ko. Wala kang pakialam kung pastor siya o pare. Susubukan mo pa rin akitin siya. Yan. Oo, lalo na partnered na. No, naranasan ko yan. May mga nag-attempt. At siyempre ako nahirapan din. Aminado, aminado naman ako doon. No? Or baliktad naman. Baliktad. Wala kang pakialam kung ikaw ay pastor o pare. Pagbet mo yung member, chechenesin mo. Ako, Diyos ko talaga. Pag may ganyan kang pastor o pare. Wala kang pakialam kung may consent o wala, bata o matanda. Wala kang pakialam sa health risk. Basta't masarap. Skin to skin. Health risk. Lust as uncontrolled sexual behavior but not mental condition. Lust as an uncontrolled sexual behavior is greed. Greed of sex. Envy. Punta tayo sa envy. Envy also is a manifestation of greed. Greed as a manifestation of pride. Bad pride. Envy comes from hubris and greed because it has to always be about you. It is always about your personal success and gratification. Walang karapatan ng ibang tao to succeed and to be happy. Yan ang envy or yung tinatawag natin sa Tagalog na inggit. Naiinggit ka kasi dapat ikaw lang ang bida, ikaw lang ang magaling, at ikaw lang ang nagsasucceed. Nagagalit ka pag yung ibang tao ang nagsasucceed o namasaya sa kanilang buhay. Envy comes from greed, and all greed comes from deep narcissism. Jesus tells us in our scripture today, sabi dun sa Bible reading natin today, in the Gospel of Luke, be aware and careful of every kind of greed, for life is not all about the abundance of possessions. Ito mang possessions na ito ay material or otherwise. At sabi pa ni Jesus, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear, for life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Life is more than just material wealth, sex, food, success, attention, and fame. Of course, you need all these things. Kailangan natin lahat yon. In and of themselves, hindi masama ang material wealth, sex, food, success, attention, or fame. Hindi yon masama. We need all those things and many more things. But if your life and your behavior are excessively or extremely centered on these things because you are excessively self-centered, then you are living a life of sin. You are a deep narcissist. At sabi ni Sadhguru, yung favorite kong Indian mystic, hindi siya Hindu, Hindu mystic, hindi siya Christian. He often says that it is such a tragedy when people are unwarily hyper-focused on just one dimension of life. If majority of your life is only about sex, napakalungkot, sabi niya. If the majority of your life is about material possessions, dun lang nakafocus ang buhay mo, napakalungkot, sabi niya. If your life is just about eating and eating and eating, hindi lang napakalungkot, pahihirapan ka niyan pagtanda mo. Sabi ni Jesus sa ating scripture reading, and sabi ni Sadhguru, the Hindu mystic, and all spiritual traditions and teachers, life is so much more than one specific dimension of life. If hubris is excessive self-centeredness, or the other term, deep narcissism, if yun yung root problem, if yun yung pinagmumulan ng sin of greed, what is the cure? What is the response? Ano kaya ang response natin? O ano ang ka? Ano yon? Ano ang paghilom para dyan? Hindi naman pwedeng ano lang, identify lang natin yung sin or yung reason for sin. Siyempre, kailangan natin i-discuss ano ang kasagutan dyan, ano ang paghilom ng self-centeredness, greed, and the different manifestations of greed. Number one, sabi ni Robert Green, an expert in human behavior, in the study of human behavior historically. Yun yung kanyang ano, expertise. Pinag-aaralan niya ang human behavior in different historical periods. Ito yung sabi niya. The first thing is self-awareness. Self-awareness. If you're a deep narcissist, you have to be aware of it. Look into yourself. Look at your life. Look at your daily life and how you interact with people. Look at your, be aware of your feelings in certain situations. Do you often feel and think that you're entitled? Palagi mo bang nararamdaman na sa lahat ng oras, panahon at sitwasyon, entitled ka for with everything and everyone? Are you deeply motivated by a constant need for other people's attention or affirmation? Kailangan ba, nakakaramdam ka ba nung kailangan palaging dapat may attention sa iyo ang lahat? At nagagalit ka, nalulungkot kapag nawalan ka ng attention? Are you stressing yourself out to become a billionaire? A billionaire. Are you stressing yourself out to come to a point where you absolutely do not need to do anything, but you still continue to accumulate wealth? Are you someone who often gets depressed or angry when you see the happiness or success of others? And then later, do and say things to put others down. Isa ka bang toxic boss sa inyong kumpanya o pinagtatrabahuhan? Isa ka bang taong sa dinami-dami ng lalaki sa mundo o dinami-dami babae sa mundo, kailangan palaging yung may jowa ang jowain mo o chinesin mo? Isa ka bang negosyante na hindi nagpapasweldo ng tama at maayos sa mga trabahante mong nagpapayaman sa iyo. Hindi ka na nga nagpapasweldo ng maayos at tama, masama pa ang pagtrato mo sa kanila. Isa ka bang ganon? Isa ka bang politiko na ginawa ng negosyo ang gobyerno at yumaman dahil sa nakaw na pera ng taong bayan? I cannot remember saan tong documentary na to. Nabanggit ko na to some of you before. There was this documentary where they said, if you are so rich, super, super yaman mo, you are like a billionaire in dollars, what else can make your life meaningful? What else, what human activity will get your interest when you can buy anything and anyone? You can buy life. At ang sabi nung sa documentary, and that's why very rich people, ang kanilang satisfaction sa buhay is to dictate the course of nations and peoples. Kasi lahat pwede mo nang lahat ng any kind of luho, any kind of anything at all gusto mong gawin, magagawa mo sa sobrang dami mo ng pera, you will lose interest in that. And the only thing that will interest you is if you can dictate the course of entire nations and peoples. At yun yung sumagot sa aking katanungan. Bakit may mga politikong super yaman na? Pwede ka na mag-enjoy sa buhay. May kailangan mo pang manatili at panatilihin ang posisyon mo sa gobyerno. At panatilihin mong ang gulo-gulo ng gobyerno. And that's it. Power to dictate nations. Isa ka bang tao na walang pakialam sa iba? At basta't ikaw ay maayos at masaya. All spiritual traditions and even some modern life coaching tells us about self-awareness. Self-awareness as an important skill both for spiritual growth and transformation and for a happy and successful life. To know thyself is wisdom. And I think si Socrates ang nagsabi nito. I might be wrong. I think it's Socrates who said, to know thyself is the ultimate wisdom. Because if you know yourself, then you know how to address those things about yourself that are sinful or leads to sinful words and behavior. And those things that holds you down. If hubris and greed are the problems, then the cure or response, yung second na kasagutan o paghilom, is to intentionally give yourself for others. Intentionally practice mutual care and attention in the important relationships you have in your life. Practice mutual care and attention with the relationships that you have. Mutual. The key word is mutual. Hindi pwedeng ikaw lang ng ikaw. If you are in a relationship with someone, there has to be a dynamic interaction of giving, receiving, giving, and receiving. Of listening and talking, talking and listening. Hindi pwede ikaw lang yung talkies ng talkies. Join a community. Ang dami nating self-centeredness. Pero sa community, the life of the community and the interaction within community will sober you down. Marami tayong natututunan ng pagsi-self-control at paghuhubog ng ating sarili sa community. Join a community, volunteer. This helps you to practice life as not something that is all about you, all about your comfort, and all about your satisfaction. Community helps you to have consideration for others inasmuch as others are and should be considerate of you. Patapos na, kumahaba na. Hubris embodies, excessive extreme self-centeredness, embodied and expressed as greed, is an offense and abuse of the divine order of mutual and loving relationships. If you look at our world, alisin mo muna ang humans. If you look at the world and the universe, the divine order is about mutual relationship. It is about connectedness. Nothing is not connected in the cycle of life and nature. Therefore, greed and self-centeredness, extreme self-centeredness, which isolates, inihihiwalay mo ang sarili mo sa iba, is an offense and an abuse of the divine order of mutual and loving relationships, of connectedness. Hubris as greed isolates oneself from others and from life itself. Kung puro sarili mo lang at puro iyo lang, paano yan pagsasabuhay ng pag-ibig sa Diyos at kapwa? At yun yung sabi ni Robert Greene. It's ironic that narcissism is about self-love, when in fact, unhealthy narcissists, the deep narcissists, the extremely self-centered people are actually people who do not love themselves. Yun sabi ni Robert Greene. Kung puro sarili mo lang at puro iyo lang, paano yan pagsasabuhay ng pag-ibig sa Diyos at kapwa? At kung ang pag-ibig sa sarili ay hiwalay sa pakikipagkapwa, paano siya naging tunay na pag-ibig? Walang tunay na pag-ibig na hiwalay sa pakikipagkapwa. Walang tunay na pag-ibig na makasarili. Walang tunay na pag-ibig na walang pakialam sa iba at sa bayan. I end this reflection today about bad pride and about greed with a quote from Carter Hayward, a lesbian Episcopalian priest and theologian. The more I love you, the better able I am to love myself. Vice versa. End of quote. Kung ang problema at kasalanan ay pagkamakasarili at kasakiman, ang lunas at kasagutan ay ang ugnayan ng pag-ibig sa sarili at sa kapwa. Amen.